This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online early. The 9 o'clock hour is easier than the 10 o'clock hour. I know it's gorgeous out there. I do. And it's rare in Connecticut. I understand. But feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then coming up at 10:05, our favorite geek from down in Florida, Wes Bryan, will be joining us from IT Pro TV. And we'll be talking about all things backup. It'll be more of a business tinge to it, to understand the differences and different types of backups that are out there. But he'll be on at 10:05 as well. You can follow us on the old Facebooks. We are broadcasting live on WTIC's Facebook page. And if Zuckerberg deems it worthy, you'll see it. A way to make it worthy is for you to like it and share it and all that fun stuff. If you'd like to.
I'd like to.
You go, Dennis. So, as usual and customary, we will be talking about technology news. So, what's going on today?
Well, there's some big news up in the Great White North.
Yes. What's happening?
Yesterday, starting very early in the early hours of the morning, something around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The Rogers Telecommunications Network.
Yes.
Down.
Kerflunk?
Completely out.
Kerflooey?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And they are a major internet provider up there. They also, I think they do phone service.
Mm-hmm.
They also are the backbone for a lot of Canada's financial transaction system.
That's a big outage too.
And it's a huge outage.
Like a third, you said?
Well, about a third of Canada's total internet traffic
goes through.
Was lost.
Unbelievable.
But as I was mentioning before we went on air, you have to remember that some businesses, especially large ones, have failovers where they can send some of their traffic over other providers.
Yeah.
So if you think that Canada's total internet traffic dropped by a third or so,
man,
that means that actually something around half of its traffic actually got taken out by Rogers' failure.
Thank goodness it's the summer, because I mean, if it was the winter up there, those Canadians would have gone bonkers.
Well, yeah,
there's nothing to do up there.
Part of the problem is that a lot of municipalities up there depend on Rogers for like emergency services.
Yeah,
you know, for calling in for fires, accidents, stuff. It's a big deal, and it took them something like 19 hours just to get back to kind of a middling state.
Yeah.
That they're in right now.
They're not back up.
They're not 100%. And one of the things that's still a problem are debit transactions. For some reason...
You shouldn't be doing those anyways, but go ahead. That's a whole other program.
For some reason, almost all debit transactions are still not available up in Canada. This is enormous.
That's amazing. And they're saying it's not an attack.
It's not a cyber attack, and it's not just Rogers that's saying that. Cloudflare agrees with that.
And Cloudflare, I think, was it like last month? Weren't they out for a while? Didn't they go down?
Yeah, they were, but... A company like Cloudflare is in a very good position to be able to evaluate traffic going in and out of them. So they would be aware of what's happening. And according to their assessment, it is, to quote, an internal error.
Somebody rebooted a router.
Somebody rebooted
and they didn't save the config. Right. And now there's some guy sitting there trying to figure out how to put all those configurations back in because I didn't save it. Right. And they're like, oh, I got to go back. Oh, I forgot to save
the config. There's a massive routing table in there that they've got to rebuild all over again.
Just imagine that. But yeah, no, it's too bad. I mean, another outage.
You know what they say? One of Greenberg's programming principles. If builders built buildings the way programmers wrote programs, the first woodpecker that came along would destroy civilization.
I agree with them. And I have a story exactly about that. So speaking of programmers, buggy login with Google API implementation opens crypto wallets to account takeover. So, of course, crypto, we talk about how, you know, it's a basically greater fool theory. But on top of that, if the fools who actually programmed your crypto wallet did it correctly, you'd be a little safer, I guess. This cryptocurrency wallet service provider serving more than 2 million dingling users worldwide and managing about $3 billion worth of fake money was found to contain API vulnerabilities tied to how external application logins were implemented. So basically, one of the silliest things about this was it's a good thing, right? They implement two-factor authentication, Dennis, right?
Right. Yeah, your wallet safe. And I are always talking about that.
Yeah, and most cyber insurance companies are requiring it for businesses. You need to have two-factor authentication.
NIST calls for it in a lot of conditions.
So, of course, these guys did, we're a crypto company. We know what we're doing. We're super ahead of the curve. We're going to configure 2FA for you. However, they didn't set a limiting factor on how many times you could try the two-factor combination. And, of course, it was 6 digits, right? So you go ahead and log into your crypto wallet, and the bad guy sitting there in Uzbekistan gets a notice saying, okay, enter your PIN, right? The two-factor. Because I already know your password was ice cream, Dennis, right?
Right.
So I logged into your crypto wallet, password ice cream, and the guy in Uzbekistan gets the two-factor notice, and he goes, okay, I got to put in 6 digits. And he types in the first 6 digits. And then he types in another 6 digits and another 6 digits and another 6 digits. And he says, you know what? I'm going to write a program that'll do this in a minute. And it goes through all 99999 combinations, which you said is like a million combinations. I've never done the math.
Essentially a million, yeah.
And he can do it in 1 minute and then it gets in. Because they didn't limit how many times you could put in the numbers. I mean, that's breathtaking. Along with the fact that crypto is for just dinglings in the first place, the people who wrote your wallet don't even understand how two-factor works. Why would you expect them to understand how crypto works? If you're sitting here and you read this article, this is from a place called Dark Reading. I'll put it up there for you. If you truly think crypto's a thing, read this article. These are the people creating the wallet for the thing you think is a thing. And they don't even understand how 2FA works.
Right. They're proposing to secure your account.
Right.
And they don't even know how to do it right.
It's breathtaking is really what it is. So I'll put the link up there for you guys. You can read it yourself and just shake your head in disbelief.
Oh, this is crazy.
Do you have anything else you want to bring up before I have another crypto article?
Well, let's hear your crypto article.
Well, this is from our Shark Tank buddy, Mark Cuban. Owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He got behind a Voyager crypto where you could put your – it was treated like a bank. And he was convincing Mavericks fans, you know what? You know, we'll help bring crypto to people who don't understand it. Yeah, thanks, Mark. And we'll get people involved in this in crypto where you can put your actual real money from your paycheck into this Voyager crypto bank, and these dinglings at the bank would loan money to other people who wanted to buy fake money, crypto, and it's a big, what's that called? Ponzi scheme. And basically, the Voyager crypto now is bankrupt. And you've got people whose actual money was in there, paychecks and what have you. You know, thank you, Mark Cuban. Getting your fans to trust unstable exchanges. Brilliant, another user fumes sarcastically. Guys, Mark Cuban, he talks about, you know, people just don't understand the technology. You don't either, buddy.
Well, obviously he doesn't. No.
So we'll put the link up here for you. This is a crypto bank that Mark Cuban got involved with that, you know, trying to get average folks, again, in most terms, that's called pump and dump, right? Get as many ding-a-lings involved so that you can go ahead and then pump up the stock and then you sell before the folks even realize that they've been had. Greater fools, right? Mm-hmm. Last one's out. Or
Bill Gates
the bag.
Is right.
It is. And so we'll put a link up here to this story. And again, you know, Shark Tank guy, right? He's a super smart business guy. Doesn't understand crypto.
Yeah.
Nobody should understand crypto. I don't.
There isn't that much to understand about it. It's nothing that people are willing to pay money for.
And we're watching bankruptcy after bankruptcy after tank after tank. You're seeing it try to recover, right? It's just other people taking other people's money, lending it from other places, chucking it into the thing to try to keep it up. Eventually, somebody's going to be left holding the bag. If you really think this is a thing, I have a drawing of a bridge to sell you. It's called a non-fungible token. I'll sell that to you.
Yeah.
And it's worth $1 million. That's what I say.
Yeah. What about that guy that bought the very first tweet as a non-fungible token?
Yes.
And he spent, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on it, and he wound up,
you couldn't get for like
back.
$20 or something like that. It was an
insanely small amount of money he sold it for.
He deserves it. So we'll put the link up to these stories for you to take a look at it. But it is it's funny. It's really funny. I mean, it's sad funny, right? I mean, guys, we've gone through the SNL things. Somebody said that mortgage-backed securities of people who couldn't afford their mortgages was a good thing. That's not true. Mm-hmm. SNL debacle of the 80s. Come on, Enron. And now all of a sudden, crypto's a thing.
Right.
You really, I mean, I wasn't born yesterday, and I'm not the sharpest tack in the drawer, but I've seen plenty of examples of actual, you know, schemes, quote unquote, that looked like they had value because it's a house for crying out loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to go down in value and just go into nothingness and create the Great Recession? Well, because Moody said it was good bet, right?
Right.
That's why. So if somebody tells you crypto's a good bet, sure, I don't think it's Moody's.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Mark Cuban definitely educated Mavs fans.
Yeah.
He taught them that crypto is garbage.
Yeah, the hard way.
Yep.
So what else you got?
Taught them about asset bubbles. Oh, right. Latest thing. Intel has a new wave of CPUs that they recently released.
Okay.
12th gen, yep. Alder Lake is the label on this processor.
They're going to run out of lakes eventually.
Yeah, they are. Well, they fell apart on a sandy bridge a few years ago because that whole scheme wasn't properly vetted.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it turns out that these nice brand spanking new super powerful CPUs are breaking Chrome and Edge browsers.
Yep.
And I assume probably Brave because it uses the same Chromium engine.
Right.
What's happening is the browsers are either locking up or just outright crashing.
Lovely.
And it is not because of the software. It's because of something that's happening with the CPU.
I've done this show for a very long time. It seems every even number CPU generation seems to have these issues. The odd ones seem to be solid.
You're right.
It's the A team and the B team, I swear.
You're right, because the 8th gen was a disaster too. I remember that.
It's always the even number generations that we even stay away from. So I don't know if it's just coincidence or it's literally A team, B team, and they're like, all right, you guys make it. They're just back and forth. Oh, we missed something.
Yeah, it's sort of like Microsoft. Alternating versions of Windows are good and bad.
Same thing.
Yep.
So, all right, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online. Everything we just talked about will be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if we put it out there on Facebook, it'll be put out there as a Facebook link. Mike G is going to put it out there. Even on Twitter, even though, we should have had this story too. Elon might be backing out of the Twitter deal. Oh, boy.
Oh.
So Twitter's going to go back to garbage again. But it'll be out there on the Twitter feed as well for you. And, of course, Dennis is posting it live for you right now. We'll be right back. And we are back. And we got three lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Yeah, no, I did the 800 number.
Oh, no.
We only have one number to call. 860-522-9842 is the number to get online. Wherever you are in the country, if you use your cell phone, generally they're not going to charge you for the minute. So feel free to get online and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about Mark Cuban, know-it-all crypto man, pushing Mavericks fans into buying fake, buying into Voyager. You can talk about that too. But let's go to your calls. You got Vince in Norfolk first. Hey, Vince, what's going on?
Hi, Eric. I'd like to buy a new modem.
All right.
I have Optimum Altice modem. It's a modem and router combination. I'd like to just get rid of that because it's a rental and buy my own. What can you, what should I look for?
Well, what internet service do you have?
Optimum.
Optimum. Okay. So they should have recommended modems, and we can see if we can find recommended modems for you. And then you'd be able to go to your local, you're literally within your town. The Staples probably realizes, oh, okay, Optimum is the company in here, and they should offer you Optimum compatible modems. Okay. And then you're going to you need to get a firewall too, though. So the modem will be one thing, and then you're going to get a separate firewall.
So it's, this modem that I have is a combination. Should I get rid of the combination?
We prefer having it separated.
Yes.
Separated.
Yeah. That way you can reboot the modem and not mess with your firewall when you have issues
Very
with
good.
Your internet.
Okay.
So get a second one. Look at the Linksys brand. If you spend a couple hundred dollars on it, you'll have good performance in general.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Vince.
Good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But that's key. You have to get the right modem for your service, and we'll put a link up there for you if we can find it.
Yeah, I just...
You already did.
Found one. Yep.
We're that good. let's go to Pete in Springfield next. What's happening, Pete? You there, Pete?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. Love your show.
Thanks.
I have had issues with Sling connecting through a Sony Bravia TV. I have an Eero router system that I thought was going to be pretty good, but it just it buffers, it cancels out a lot more than any other streaming service, and I'm just wondering if it's Comcast or is it the router. I mean, it's wireless, but the actual routers, you place them, it's right next to the TV, but it just seems like Sling has problems more than any other streaming service. I was just wondering if you guys had any recommendations.
Well, have you noticed it? Have you noticed the buffering more with Sling than with any other streaming service?
Yes, by far.
All right, so it's definitely the provider then.
Yeah.
I would call them. I mean, obviously you're a customer of Sling and you're entitled to good service.
Yeah.
And you should call them and find out. And I would, when I speak to them, you're going to talk to somebody who's reading from a script and they're going to tell you that there's a problem with your router or your modem or your internet provider and whatever. It's not us, not us, not us. And you're just going to have to rely on, but I do stream well from this other service and another one.
Yeah.
And just find out what you can find out about it.
Now, Pete, what speed are you connecting at? The 2.4 or the 5? Even though I agree with everything Dennis said, I'm just curious. You're right next door. It's right next to your system, you're saying?
I'm driving, but it's 2.4 hertz.
Okay.
All right, that's the best one for streaming.
It is. So it sounds like I agree with Dennis. It's the service in this case, the Sling service that's causing your issues, because if all things being equal, if you can go ahead and watch a movie on, let's say, Prime, or you can, do something else on YouTube without any buffering or issues, it is the Sling service that is, again, any cloud-based service is going to actually try to stuff as many subscribers into that big tenement building in the sky, which is the cloud, which is somebody else's servers. And eventually they get oversubscribed, right? You get too many folks living in that tenement building and they just can't deliver good service. And enough people will scream, they're going to have to buy more servers. Actually, it's happening with Azure right now. Azure actually is having issues with capacity, which is Microsoft's cloud, to the point where they're saying, well, we can't find systems to build out the cloud further. And I can actually put a link up to that story as well. So these cloud services have oversubscribed you. They're not delivering good service. They're hoping you're not going to scream. You're going to have to scream. Or get a different service.
Okay.
You can always punt them. I think Sling, though, gets you Nessun, right?
It does. I mean, they have the orange versus the blue versus there's all sorts of things. But and we're also kind of looking at, you know, not just for the service part of it, but, you know, it used to be a much better financial deal. And right. A lot of these streaming services, you start adding them up and you're like, geez, Comcast seemed like it was reasonable.
It can. You know? I hear you. You know, it is getting awful out there. I bring up Nessun again because those ding-a-lings think they can charge you $30 a month for a Red Sox game.
Oh, I saw that. That's insane.
It's nuts. So, yeah, you're right. It's getting crazy.
I'm not doing that. But you're right. Anytime you add, like, you know, the Golf Channel or anything extra,
right,
it starts to really become expensive. And
yep.
So that's what we're, you know, trying to wrestle with. I mean, it's definitely Sling.
Yeah.
It may be the TV is getting a little old as well.
No, it's not. Because you told us everything else is fine.
Right.
Okay. Right? If everything else is working fine, it's not the TV. Your TV processes the same information the same
You've way. Already isolated out the problem.
Yeah.
And it's Sling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
one last question. Do you guys have a recommendation on like a Sling-like service? Is there one that you prefer more than others?
I use YouTube TV begrudgingly. My wife is so mad at us for it because she likes to sit there and watch the Red Sox game, which we can't get anymore. So I'm using YouTube TV begrudgingly. It does have a lot of channels, but she's mad at me every night. Not unusual, but more than usual. So yeah, check out YouTube TV. It's got a lot of options.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Pete, thank you.
Great job.
Yep. FUBU, too, I think is out there. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. Four lines open for you. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we are back. This is not Coast to Coast. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Dennis and I were talking a little bit about that last thing Morgan had there on the news about the actor that passed and the TV Guide.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, he was on four TV Guides. I'm like, even at my age, I barely even saw a TV Guide. I mean, I think TV Guide kind of went away in the 80s, right?
90s.
You think so?
90s? With the internet. Right. Yeah, when you could go on the web and look up your TV listings.
So TV Guides was a thing. All right, let's get to your calls. And don't forget, coming up at 10:05, our favorite geek from IT Pro TV, Wes Bryan, will be joining us. And we'll be talking about backup, all the different types of backup and methods of backup. You know, you just can't just stick a tape in there and pray. You know, there's a lot that has to happen to make sure it works properly for you, especially when you want to go to Restore. Let's go to Dan in East Windsor first. He was on the longest. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not bad. Got a question and comment. The question is about sound effects in Windows. Do you know of any way to have a file deletion sound effect in Windows?
Like an explosion of some kind?
Well, no. Well, actually, let me tell you what I'm trying to do. I have a baseball-themed desktop theme. I created custom recycled bins, a baseball glove, empty recycled bin, and the same glove with a ball in it for the full recycled bin. And what I want to do is have a file deletion sound effect of the sound of a baseball hitting the glove for when I put something in the recycled bin.
That's wow, you have an awful lot of fun with your computer.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. It turns out there are ways to do it, right? You're finding some stuff?
Yeah, a couple different articles here.
Dennis found a couple articles for you that you can do this.
Okay.
You may have to create the sound effect yourself.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I can do that. That's not an issue. I just couldn't find a way to... The only possibilities I found for sound effects is to have one when you empty the recycle bin, but that's...
Yeah, that one is built in.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
Right.
It sounds like you can do it.
Okay, because I live high and low, because we do it. And then also, so I want to let you know also, you're talking about YouTube TV and how you have to grudgingly use it.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed, but DirecTV Stream has all of the sports networks. The $89.99 package, I believe it's called Choice, they have NESN, they have FS1, FS2, they have SNY, they have everything.
They do, but it's $20 more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know.
I hear you.
You get what you pay for.
No, I know. Well, you do and you don't. I mean, that's in thinking they can charge $30 to have us watch a baseball game it's highway robbery. I'm not sure you get their value's not there. I would maybe spend $2 a month extra to watch Nesson. Heck, my wife talks about watching the game, but she's snoring through it by the third inning anyways. Right? So, I mean, she's not watching the game. It's on. But yeah, so I mean, $20 more, that's the other problem, right? I'm always trying to find the most cost effective way to get what you want, and I just can't see $20 more a month. Eric, you're being cheap. And it's just not worth it. It's just not. And then the way the Sox are playing this year, I don't know, man. Did you see the game last night? I watched that on I was able to watch that on Prime, and by the third inning, it was over.
I tried to watch it on Prime. I have a Prime subscription. Well, at least I had one until last night. Canceled it because it wouldn't let me watch it for some reason. Every time I tried to watch it, it was giving me an error telling me that I had to subscribe, and I'm already subscribed.
It sounds like a programming problem. Interesting. That stinks.
So I just went online and canceled my subscription. I signed up for it. It was so I could watch the Friday night games.
Right. I hear you. So you showed them. I think it's awesome. I mean, they're not going to let you see the game. You may as well cancel it. I like it. But yeah, so I appreciate that information. Fubo also has it. There's a couple other places that have the ability to watch it. And, we can move with our feet, vote with our feet, as it were.
All right. So as far as the final release sound effect, you got to kind of put a link on the website for that?
That's what we'll do.
Yes.
We'll put some articles out there as to how to do it and create it. And you sound like you have a fun computer. That's awesome.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You got it, Dan. Thanks. Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That's awesome. I mean, imagine how many times you delete something and you're going to hear that smack of the ball in the glove. Right?
That's cute.
It is. If he does it for email, oh my goodness. It'll just sound like a machine gun in your glove almost. Let's go to Steve in Woodbury next. What's happening, Steve? Steve, you there? Steve in Woodbury? Steve going once. Steve going twice. We're going to, I guess, put Steve back on hold. He must have stepped away from his phone there. And we've got our new resident groupie, Tom, out there in Harwinton. Hey, Tom. You there?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's up?
So I got a follow-up to last week's phone call about my speed with Charter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so whether you remember or not, they told me I had 200 megabit download, but I was only getting around 94, 95. So after talking to you, I called them, and they couldn't find anything wrong on the phone, so they said they send a tech out.
Nice.
So he was here about a half an hour, looked at all kinds of stuff. He couldn't figure anything out.
Yeah.
He hooked up my modem to his machine, his little handheld device, and he said it was delivering 314 megabits.
Right.
So he said my modem really isn't the problem, and either it'd handle a half a gig or a whole gig. So, he was on the internet for a while trying to find something. He was just about ready to give up.
Yeah.
And he noticed I'm using a surge protector. And I ran the Ethernet cable from the modem and back to the computer.
Yeah. We would never have thought of that. So that's a 10-100 surge.
Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
We ran the cable directly to the computer.
Yes.
And instantly, I was getting 212 to 250 megabits download.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a warning. If anybody's doing that, it's probably not a smart thing.
Well, so it is a smart thing to prevent surges on your RJ45. You're trying to protect it from a lightning strike or something that's going to happen there. But
it's got to be rated for gigabit.
Yeah, it's got to be able to handle speed. And that is interesting, Tom. Thank you for that, letting us know.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
That's a good one. I mean, he was scratching his head too. And this is welcome to our lives, right, as geeks. He would have had to notice you did that, right? And sometimes the wiring snarls that people have in their businesses or their homes, you wouldn't even think, oh, wait a minute, you get this plugged into your surge protector? I mean, you're probably the only guy in Connecticut that has done that for him, period, The odds of him finding that are pretty tiny. So very cool. Thank you for the call and letting us know what happened. Now you're high speed, buddy, right?
Yeah, I'm consistently getting about 212 to 230.
All right, great.
Well, yeah, that's about the ballpark you should have.
Yeah, and they came out and helped you.
I don't really notice any difference, though. I mean, things load the same as they always did, but I do have the higher speed.
Well, that's the point. That's the
right.
point.
In real life situations, having speed, anything over about what, 150?
Right.
Is just not something you're going to really notice in normal conditions.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you're, you know, moving files around that are very large, or and you're handling, you know, like video in excess of 4K.
And speed and width is really what we're talking about here. Bandwidth is the ability to deliver that amount of megabits per second, right? You have think of it as a highway, right? So in your case, you had a 3-lane highway, which you were happy with, right? And now you went to a 6-lane highway, but you still only have one car on it. So in the 3-lane highway or the 6-lane highway, in your case, just because you got more bandwidth, which is that additional speed, quote unquote, you can't go any faster. I mean, in Connecticut, you can go 80 miles an hour. Crazy. I don't know where the cops are. But on your internet, you can't, right? It's not going to really improve anything. You get a bunch of college kids to go and come on that want to come on and stream a 4K movie while playing Xbox, while listening to music at the same time, then you need bandwidth. You need more bandwidth, right, for that. You would notice
that. So one other quick thing. Now, I was told to plug the modem into the surge protector and then run it over to the computer, and he said that's not necessary. The modem itself is already plugged in to the surge protector, and if there was a lightning strike, it would kick off the modem, and really having the Ethernet cable connected to the surge protector really wasn't accomplishing anything.
He could be right. So a surge protection is for power coming back from the power company when you lose power, right? It's going to protect you from that surge coming down the line. What you did with the RJ45 was kind of maybe cause a lightning strike that if it's coming down your RJ45 cable, which does happen, it would maybe not blow away or blow out your computer, right? Because you kind of prevented it in between for taking the hit. But in this case, that device is not rated for anything more than 100 megabits. So that was what your snag was. I wouldn't use that protection. It's pretty rare to find it, even in businesses. You don't see it very often. So.
Yeah, and, okay. and in a real-life situation, I'm not sure how much good it would do even. I mean, if you had a lightning strike next to your house,
right.
how much of a charge is that surge protector actually going to keep out of your RJ45 cable? I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Tom. Thank you for the story. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. I was happy to hear that.
I want to know about that. It was kind of an off-the-wall thing.
Yep.
Definitely. Off the wall, literally. Boom, boom.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's the issue with IT, right? We're always trying to troubleshoot based on what we think the general approach is, and that's another weird one. So keep that in the back of your heads, cable guys who are out there. People might be plugging in their RJ45 into the device they bought to protect them from surges, and it's going to cause a performance issue. We wouldn't have thought of that.
No.
Not off the top of our heads.
I mean, I can count on one hand the number of people I've ever seen do that in the first place.
All right, so we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number to call. Feel free to get online when you'd like. And then at 10:05, our favorite geek from IT Pro TV, Wes Bryan, will be joining us talking about all things backup. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And the lines are all ringing. That's great. We're happy to see you guys calling in. Gives us something to do. And let's see if Steve is available. He's out there in Woodbury. Hey, Steve, we're trying again. You there? Steve, you there in Woodbury? I think he's out on his porch or something. I think I heard a chicken. Steve, you there? I'm not sure what Steve's doing, but we tried enough times. We're going to go to Peggy and Vernon next. What's happening, Peggy?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you can help me with this, but on my Android tablet, it's a Samsung, on the Zoom, my husband could always get to meetings on Zoom, and then all of a sudden now it says firewall or proxy error 5003.
Okay. And that's with all Zoom meetings?
No, I can't say all, but the one that he has been regularly looking at. And my tablet, which is also kind of like his, works on this particular Zoom. And we actually took this tablet to the Geek Squad and they couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the way to fix it, is you're supposed to uninstall Zoom and reinstall it. Have you done that?
I did.
All right. Check your network firewall proxy settings. You could have a proxy setting, but you said it works in some Zoom meetings and sometimes it doesn't work, or is it?
No. He only used it for one Zoom meeting, one link.
Oh, okay.
And it always worked, and then all of a sudden one day it wouldn't work.
Well, they only give us two choices here from Zoom. They think it is a firewall proxy setting issue. Antivirus on that little Android? Do you have an antivirus program running?
I'm really kind of ignorant about the whole thing, so I'm not even sure, and I don't even know where I would find where that proxy thing is.
Oh, right. No, I understand. We can put a link up to what Zoom is saying to do here, but I don't think you'd
have
it.
You know what? You're coming in and out. I'm hearing you and then not hearing you.
Sorry. That's my fault as a broadcaster. I need to be on the microphone.
Okay.
I should do better. It is my fault. As I'm trying to read my computer over to my right side and talk to you from my left side.
Okay.
But yeah, we can put a link up here for things you can try. But they're saying it's either the application needs to be uninstalled and reinstalled, which you've already done, or you have to look at some of the firewall configurations. But an Android doesn't have a lot of that going on.
No.
AV, they mentioned.
And if you're on a home router, I doubt there's anything in that firewall that would be blocking it.
Right.
I mean, I just can't conceive of that.
Right. And it works on your computer, Peggy? Have you tried this Zoom call on your machine?
Oh, yeah. I have a tablet similar to this, and I have no problem at all with it.
Hmm. Can you share? we'll put the link up there for what we can try to find for you on why this is happening on his machine. But there's got to be some obscure setting. What about updating the browser, too? Sometimes the browser, if you're using Google for the browser, Chrome, are you using something else when you're on the browser?
That's a good question. I don't know. Like I said, I'm kind of ignorant about this stuff.
That's okay. Maybe suggest he update his browser, like download Google Chrome if it's not on there, or update it. That might be something you can consider. Did you find anything else, Dennis, while we were chatting?
I'm not finding much that has anything to do with Android.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these tutorials are based on Windows computers.
Right. It shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, that isn't even relevant here.
So uninstall, reinstall, you've already done. Update your browser or add a browser to have them try a different browser are the only real things we can think of as to why it'd be a 503 firewall.
When you say update my browser, do you mean that's when I go to Play Store?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's all done.
The Geek Squad did that for you?
I know how to do that.
Okay.
I'm not totally ignorant.
But do you have other browsers on there? So what browser?
How would I know? How would I find out?
Well, if you look at this, if you look at the tablet, do you have the beach ball on there, or do you have the Firefox browser, which is the fox kind of circling around a blue marble? So what browser do you think you have, or do you not?
Well, I have Chrome.
You do have Chrome. That's the beach ball.
I do.
All right. So you updated that. So maybe load a different browser like Firefox and try to run the link through Firefox and see if it works. Maybe it's a browser issue combination of some kind.
Firefox. So how would I get that?
Oh, go to the Play Store and look up Firefox, install it, make it the default browser on the tablet, and then try opening the Zoom link in that.
Okay.
Maybe that'll help.
Okay. All right. Then I will do that. I will try that.
Yeah, let us know what happens.
Another thing you can do is clear the app cache for the Zoom app on the tablet.
Clear the app cache. Do you have a link for that?
I have a link for that.
We'll put a link up to how to do that.
Matter of fact, if you scroll down the page at this link, it specifically talks about how to do it on Samsung Galaxy devices.
Oh, it does.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
So just, like I said, scroll down and look for that.
Well, can I just ask you a question? How do I get your link?
Go to the website, computertalkwithtab.com.
The name of the show.com, which is computertalkwithtab.com.
Talkwithtab.com?
Yep. Computertalkwithtab. Spell it all out.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and thenameoftheshow.com does also work too.
Okay.
That blew me away a few years ago.
That was Bob's idea. It's pretty funny.
Okay, well then I'll have to try that. I do appreciate your help.
Yeah, our pleasure. Good luck with it. It's an odd problem you're having.
And everybody I've talked to, they're puzzled, and I'm thinking this is just too weird because it'll come up. I've looked at the 500 era, and yeah. It's there, you know, on, what do you call it?
Yeah, on the Zoom support. It's there.
Yeah, so yeah. It can't be that obscure.
It's obscure for what you have there as a system.
Okay.
You can find computers that have firewall blocks that are turned on. Mm-hmm. But you're within the same network as he is. He's not connecting over a cellular network. He's connecting over the same network you're running, and you don't get that
right.
block.
Right.
So yeah. It's something specific to his tablet, which is kind of odd.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's why we're thinking it's browser. That's what we're as a suggestion. And the other thing, clearing that cache. It could just be, well, if you reloaded the app, however, you reload apps sometimes, that cache stays.
I was going to say the cache can still remain behind.
Yep.
But when I hit the setting, let me see if I understand this. I hit the settings, and then it says device maintenance, and then I hit that. I thought that was clearing the cache.
No. You're going to go open settings. You're going to go down into apps or app manager. It might be called app manager, but it's probably just called apps.
Yeah.
And then you'll see a list of all the apps. You go all the way to the bottom where Zoom is going to be in alphabetic order.
Right.
You tap storage. You tap the app and then tap storage, and then there'll be a button at the bottom that says clear cache.
Yep.
Okay, so I tap the app and then I tap storage.
Yeah, you're getting there.
You're moving along.
I hope your husband appreciates this.
He's sitting right here. He wants to know what's going on.
All right.
But anyway, thank you so much. I will. Oh, you just taught me something I didn't even know.
That's what we're here for. All right, Peggy. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, she's going to help her husband out with a Zoom call. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Wes Bryan coming up next. So Steve and Kevin, hang on through the break in the news and our chat with Wes, and we'll get to your calls. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.